All right, so we're
Oh,
live now. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Yamamoto-san, for
You can call me Kaoru.
thank you for your time. So I'd like to just ask you first off if you could introduce yourself, who you are, what you currently do.
Okay, everybody, nice to see you. My name is Kaoru Yamamoto. I've been in the HR professional job for more than 20 years, 22, 23 years. I stopped counting. I was born and raised in Japan, a graduate university here in Tokyo. Then I moved to UK and lived there, worked there for I think a little bit over 13 years. So I started my HR career when I was in London. I started off like payroll and transactional HR, moving myself into a little bit more like HR specialist there. In London, I was working for a large Japanese trading house corporation. So company culture there was more like a Japanese company located in London using English and Japanese. Mid-30, I moved back to Japan because I wanted to try myself in the country where I was born and raised. And since I came back to Japan, I was mainly working for American company. A little bit over 10 years in life science corporation, then moved to the Netflix. I believe that in UK, no, US, everybody knows Netflix. I was a part of the starting member of the Netflix Tokyo Japan when the service launched. I grew the organization from 20 people to 100 people there. Then now I work for the renewable company, which is the owner is American from California. But he established a company in Japan. My role is to build the corporate culture, grow the business together with business leaders here. This is my just brief introduction
Thank
together
you.
with HR career. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And right now, so it's the time of recording, it's evening here, and then it's, I guess it's 11, about 11 in
11,
the
20?
a.m. Yeah, it's 9:20 p.m. here.
Yes.
So you've had a really interesting HR career, both in terms of function. You started as a generalist and then specialist, and then now you're an HR business partner. And so both in terms of roles, but also in terms of location, geography, and type of company in terms of culture. So I mean, Netflix, you were a founding member of Netflix Japan and grew the company extraordinarily. So you have a really diverse background, which is wonderful. How have you seen HR change during that very diverse career?
Okay, so as Daniel mentioned, there are multiple functions within the HR field, right? I believe that your students are studying the multiple domain from payroll, social security, benefits in kind, you might call it compensation benefit in total, or a little bit more total towards the total reward and sales incentive program. Also, labor law or labor relations, you name it. There are so many multiple fields. Over the years, how I built my career was that I focused on a little bit more specialist transactional area, starting from a payroll, and then labor relations, labor law. Then in the, let's think, the year 2000, afterwards, the year 2000, 2004, I saw the trend moving away from transactional HR, going more focusing towards the learning and development, organizational development. And then nowadays it's called HR business partner. So the especially those changes came from mainly US headquarters, US company. So the change was much more driven by a Western country, the US or UK, rather than the situation in Japan. Therefore, the direction that HR professional was going, still ongoing, I would believe, is that how can HR professional add the value to the business growth is the key question that constantly asked at the time in the mid 2000 2004, 2005, still continue to be asked currently 2020. So that's kind of a laugh idea of how the trend has moved to, I would say.
And given where things are now, what would you say is your greatest challenge as an HR professional? What's the thing that gives you is your the most pain or the biggest pain point for you on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so I would I like to talk about two different pains. So the first pain is that if you are, I consider myself as an HR business partner. Okay, I lead the HR function. I might call myself head of HR, whatever you name it, the title, but I consider my role to be the HR business partner. I work with the company leader. I focus on how we can make the Pacific Energy or Netflix business as successful. That's then how I can contribute to the business. So that's why I say I see myself as business partner. When leaders, executive come to me, the reason why they come to me is that there are some challenges that they face, they want to fix. So they see as a, hey, Carla, you're HR, can you fix it? Can you fix that? So they see us like a problem solver, that some challenge that probably have been ignored for many years that they haven't done anything about it, or they could be the cause of the issue, or often what happened is that when the business leader or general manager change in the company, they want to do something differently. And they look at the what's a current status, that there is something problem, they want to change over. So you might call it, under the HR terminology, it's a change management or cultural change, how to influence the leader, or how to, how to improve the capability of a manager, for example. That is the all the challenges that, that we need to handle. But the problem is that our role is to make them understand is that HR do not own the problem, right? So HR gives the advisor consultation, work with the leaders, the company of the executive, to face the challenges and trying to fix it together. And then they have to also own it. So that's the main challenge that the HR profession always face. Some people are great. For example, a company like Netflix, they know they have to own the responsibility and they come to ask for the help with HR to work with together. But most of the company, they kind of trying to put the blind eye to the issue. They go to the HR, hey, here's the problem, can you fix it? So you see the many executives like that too in the market, yes.
And sometimes, so as you mentioned, sometimes the very problems that are being brought to you are caused by the executives or managers themselves.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Yes, exactly, exactly, yeah. For example, like many companies, there's employee survey, and only to discover that employee engagement are not very good, or people are not happy at the workplace. And then what they do, they probably go to the HR, okay, we have such a score, how are we gonna improve it? You know, we then managers' view is that managers do not necessarily own that. They want to improve the workplace is better for the people. They only focus on the, oh, my score is bad as a manager. I need to make it better score, otherwise I get bad review, right? The performance review. But they are missing the point. So our role is making sure that why we are doing this, what's the whole purpose of doing something, and then coach the leaders and then change that situation in a better way for both business and the employee. So that's the kind of fun challenge.
Yeah, that is. And that's something I've always appreciated about you, is that you have this mindset of, it's like a challenge mindset, that you look forward to overcoming the challenge or learning and grow. I guess it's a growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, so if you, I'll ask you later, I suppose, but the idea of, you had mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
The idea of you're better, you're always better today, or something along those lines. What was your motto?
Mama is better than today. Yeah. If you're trying to make a changes or trying to do something to improve something, I try to think that tomorrow is better than today. For example, even the business itself, there's something not working and trying to make it better in an efficient way, effective way, or they're trying to create like a data analysis to improve the customer service, for example. Right now, it could be mess, but everybody is focusing on the improving situation means that we can always focus on the tomorrow should be the better than the service or situation mm-hmm. we have mm-hmm. now. And yeah. HR can contribute to it. So it's a good job.
I think what it is, it's your optimism. So to me, mm-hmm. that's a very optimistic view that is great. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you and like hear how you're excited to learn more and grow more and improve more. I think that's wonderful. And it's contrary to, I think, the typical view of HR as like Toby from The Office, that it's, mm-hmm. you know, that you're very high energy and very forward thinking. And that's wonderful. So I appreciate that.
Yes. I think at the same time, because the probably audience who looking at this video are someone that trying to be the HR too. Therefore, I share my own learning too here. I learned to be like this as well, to be a HR, good HR, because my attitude and my behavior, my mm-hmm. action, can be seen by other leaders, other employees. So I have, without my intention, I have influence to the workplace as a HR professional, HR business leader. Therefore, I also consider that impact of it. How can I impact the people? How can I influence the people? So it can come to the change management itself too. I cannot be always deniable and then complain. Something doesn't work, doesn't go anywhere. We yeah. have to be the problem solver as well.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Yes.
So getting back to the executives, what would you say are the biggest, in your view, what are the biggest challenges that executives are faced with
on a regular
basis?
Biggest challenges. Okay, so that's the two big questions. Okay, so in terms of the building a workplace with the motivated employee,
mm-hmm.
right? Or versus the how the business leader can make business successful is the, of course, so there it's their domain area. So working with the HR professional, we tend to focus on the workplace. How whether or not we have a great talent in place in each role. So that's the business leader always interact with us. The challenge, I would say that not always a challenge, they ask that I often go to the leaders is that I ask them to share as much information as possible, how the business is doing, how the business is going, where the business is going. Therefore, we as HR business partner can act proactively to think ahead. This is, I call it like HR business, strategic HR, right? Mm-hmm. In order to consider the organizational planning, if the certain business information I already have, we can plan how to utilize the talent resources to meet the certain goal more effectively. Therefore, challenge I ask the leader making sure that I should be get involved in the business discussion. I also go and attend in the development meeting or asset management meeting at the current company, which is energy company, or marketing meeting or content meeting in the previous company at Netflix, and so on. So for me, it's not to judge the people. For me, to learn the business as much as possible. Therefore, I can act actively to be a good partner is a business itself too. So some leaders are a little bit of, it's all depend on the company. Some leaders are not necessarily welcoming HR professional into their business because some company, they tend to see the HR professional like a policing or they see the HR as a more like a payroll person. They see HR as a rule and regulation person, right? So there are some company that HR function are very limited to that area too. So then if it's such a environment there, it's so hard for you to go into the business meeting because they look at like, why HR is here? What's going on? Is there any problem? You're not welcome. So that can be the challenge too. I once experienced that. I needed to change that environment into that HR to be seen as business partner as well. So,
and you've done a wonderful job. I think that when I was in marketing at Eneos, at JX Group, in the US branch. So anytime every month we had a sales and marketing meeting, and anytime the HR person was there, we knew it was going to be a long meeting because that meant, and the HR person was rarely there. They didn't attend the meeting very often, but when they did attend the meeting, it was to do like compliance training or sexual harassment training or something where all of us are looking at our watches being like, oh my goodness, like, please, like, we already know this, please, let us leave. But anyway, that just made me laugh to think of the police, that see the HR is the police. That's true. It really is. That's funny. Anyway,
another challenge I wanted to mention was that because maybe audience are trying to be like HR professional, so when HR ourselves needed to change in my previous company, that we implemented a system called Workday, right? It's American software company, can track the human resources data together with performance data, you know. By implementing this tool, it created opportunity for manager to own the entire employee's life cycle responsibility. What it means is that we used to say manager of the team or hiring manager is responsible from hiring to firing. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say fire, but hiring to the end of the one person's career. Mm-hmm. And then once you hire, you're responsible to develop this individual, onboarding, develop, making sure this person is successful until this person retire from the company, right? Old days, HR did the hiring, HR did the onboarding, HR managed the payroll, HR managed the pay increase. Everything was decided within the HR community, and the manager didn't own the whole process. By having those online tools, it could change the whole process that company was becoming more effective in the process. Manager needed to upgrade their managerial skill. And the manager needed to own the entire employee life cycle.
Yeah.
What we needed to do, the HR ourselves needed to change our mindset from how we used to be to how we need to become as an HR partner. We need to make a manager own the responsibility. We need the we needed to educate or train the manager to increase the manager's capability. But those changes needed to come out from HR first. Because HR are reluctant to change, how can we effectively influence managers to change too? So that was a good experience in the life science company that I work for, the challenge that I face. And I'm sure still nowadays, a lot of companies trying to do the same change.
Yeah.
And HR can play the great part of it too.
Well, so this actually leads to my final question for you, which is about career paths for people in HR. So what are some career paths that you might recommend for students, or at least the mindsets that they should have as they begin their career?
Okay, I'll begin their career. There are so many fields, right? And there are different type of the company too. And the industry are different. But if you look at the multiple company, the thousands or maybe millions of company, they always need HR. So our job is to help the business, help their people. So if you become HR professional, you have own self-development, being HR, that you can choose to work for any, for example, any industry. I work for the IT industry, I work for the life science industry, now I work for the renewable energy. So that's something you can choose from. There are manufacturing company, there are finance company, there are even non-profit organization too, right? So those are the choices that you might be able to make. Also, when you look at the HR domain, there is still transactional HR, compensation benefit, labor relations, or training and learning, or talent acquisition, or business partner. You can pick maybe what you're interested in is most helpful. If you're interested in certain business, you get more motivated to support the business. If you're interested in certain specialties and dig into and then become expert in the area, you can utilize a skill set to help the business too. So I really strongly encourage anyone to find what you like first. Well, it doesn't have to be first, what you like, and then you enjoy what you like to do, right? Yeah. And then you grow from there. So by changing the company, you discover the different way of doing HR. But our role is to help the business, help the people. You always interact with people too. So you need to be emphasize employee, understanding how human nature is together with the business goal we need to achieve. So there's a plenty of choices.
I liked what you said. The help the business help their people. That's good. That's like a slogan. Help the HR. Help the businesses help their people. That's pretty good. Yes. Well, I know you're super busy. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. If any last parting advice that you want to provide to the students.
I don't know. I just love it being HR. So I hope any of you find the same passion towards HR. That's great. Yeah.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and stop the recording.
Yeah. Okay.